יום שביעי פרשת כסלו, חזרת לנו לפני
ראש השנה.
We always have a hefsek of nitzavim in between. Why? Because kisavay. Why do we read kisavay before Rosh Hashanah? As tich leshana the kila loyseha, the toch Hashana brichoyseha. That's Rosh Hashiva always says also that before we come to Yom Adin, we have to realize the consequences of Yom Adin. Just like we come before Shavuos, we have to learn the Toichach of Parshas Bechukosai. When we come to Rosh Hashanah, we have to learn first the Toichach of Parshas Kisavei, to understand what's at stake, what life is all about, the seriousness of the undertaking that we took in the Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tosfos says that we're mafsik in Nitzavim in between. We're mafsik in Bamidbar in between the sharp laning of Bechukosei and Shavuos, and we're mafsik in Nitzavim in between laning of Kisavim and Rosh Hashanah, that it should be a simon of Toch Lashon Birchoseh. Now I'll add specifically the pasuk begins in Atem Nitzavim Ayoim Kulchem, as Lashon Rashi is Atem Nitzavim. It's a chizuk to Klal Yisrael that with all the tzoros that you've gone through, Atem Nitzavim, that you stand and that you're kayom. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, but as Lashon the pasuk is Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, and Lashon Rashi inside. Skipping me at the moment, okay? But that's Lashon. No matter what happens, still Atem Nitzavim Kulchem. You still have, with all the Torah, you still have the Kiyum forever. The Maisa in a. Over here, in the Toichicha, Parshas Kisavai, Chazal, in the Sechta Soita specifically, it's viewed as a new bris. It's the bris of Arvois Mayav. The bris which Shmoch was cursed with Klal Yisrael, by Arvois Mayav. And as the Pasuk at the end of the Parsha says, that's Milvad, the bris. Eile divrei abris, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichrois es bnei Yisrael be'eretz Moav, milvad habris asher koras itom b'chayrev. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave Moshe Rabbeinu to be curious the bris with Yisrael in Eretz Moav, Arvois Moav, besides the bris that we had by Sinai. There's the bris of Sinai, and there's the bris of Arvois Moav. Specifically in the Bris of Avos Moav, the Nitziv points out there's one very strong addition which wasn't in the Bris of Har Sinai, and it wasn't in the Toichicha back in Vayikra. It's the Pasuk, the end of the Toichicha over here, Vehefitzcha Hashem b'chol ha'amim mikzei ha'aretz v'ad kzei ha'aretz. ועבדת שם אלוהים אחר מה שלא יודעת או אתה ואביסוך העיץ ואבן ובגוי מהם לא יסרגיע ולא יהיה מונח נקף רגלך ונעשה לשם לך שם לא יברג עוד וכלים עיניים ודע ונופש בצל תויכך of גולוס, the concept of גולוס, that's something which was part of the bris of Arvois Moav, and that's in the bris over here in the Toichach of Parshas Kisavai, which didn't exist in the Bris of Har Sinai, and in the Toichach of Parshas Bechukosai. Just I'll mention, B'mamar HaMuzgar, you probably heard this from me already, the Ramban, very Yisoytzik Ramban here, he points out how the Kiyum of the Toichicha of Parshas Kisavai is connected by his Sheni, while the Toichicha of Parshas Bechukosai was connected by his Rishon. It's shocking if you're misboinen in it down to the finest detail. If you're booking the details of the history, how you'll see the churban, the galus of Bayis Sheni, with the past 2,000 years of galus which we are in, still ad hayom in Parshas Kisavo, while you see the finest details of the churban Bayis Rishon, with the galus after Bayis Rishon in the Toichach Parshas Bechukosai. Once I mentioned Hefitzcha Hashem, the aspect of galus, this nekuda existed by Bayis Sheni. By Bayis Rishon, there wasn't this concept of Hefitzcha Hashem Cholami Mikzei Oretz Vat Kzei Oretz. That really didn't exist much by Bayis Rishon. By Bayis Rishon, Aseres Hashvatim were goyle to far off lands, but it wasn't the matz. And Klal Yisrael went to Bavel, and some of Klal Yisrael came back, and some stayed in Bavel. But this matziv, mikzei ha'aretz v'ad kzei ha'aretz, off to the most remote islands, off to Japan, Hawaii, as Yidden are totally the dispersion of Yidden throughout the globe, that happened by Bayis Sheni. That happened in the Golos, which we are still suffering from at the time. That only happened by Bayis Sheni. But that specifically, as Nitziv points out, that shaykh to the bris of Arvus Moyev and the Toichicho of Parshas Kisavo. What was Nishtane and what was the extra chiddush of the bris of Arvus Moyev more than the bris of, or different, I should say, than the bris of Har Sinai? So the Gemara in Soita tells us. The Gemara in Soita goes through the details of the Bris of Arvus Moyev. And the Gemara tells us, first of all, I want to point out, the Bris of Arvus Moyev includes the tzivui of the Amira of the Brochus and the Klolois and Har Grizim and Har Eva, which happened only later. But part of the Krisas HaBris of Arvus Moyev was the tzivui of the Mice of the Brochus and Klolois, which will be done later in Har Grizim and Har Eva in Eretz Yisrael, which is also vital in this week's parasha. The Gemara tells us that the Bris of Arvus Moyev included Lilmoid Ulelameid Lishmor Velasos. That in every mitzvah of the Torah, there's four elements to the mitzvah that have to be upkept. Lilmoid ulalameid lishmor velasis, which is what? Says the Hilgi Netziv. Lamed zayin omer aleph, lamed zayin omer beis, that's the sugya, right? If you really want to learn up the sugya of this week's parasha, it's lamed zayin and lamed ches and mesech desoyte. There's two blot over there on the bris of Arvus Moyev, and the klolis and the broch is given over by Har Grizim. All the details, all the tzivui, it's lamed zayin. Basically, it's lamed zayin. I shouldn't say lamed ches. Lamed ches is nesias kapayim. Lamed zayin is lamed zayin. The sugya, the ganze sugya, beautiful mesechta. Mesechta soyte. A lot of gishmakin yonim like this over there. Zogt in Itziv, Lishmar, throughout the Torah, the Gemara always refers to it, and when the Pasuk says Lishmar, Zu Mishnah, which is what? Chazara. And being Mishanein, specifically in times of Chazal, Zu Mishnah was always viewed as the Heichetimtze for holding on, Lishmar, is keeping on to the Yediyas HaTorah, through the Shinun of the Mishnais, which is the basic halacha, while chazering it over, that's why Mishnah is called Mishnah Lashon Shinui, to be shown me the term. What's lasois? So the Netziv says on this week's parasha in the pasuk, Hayoyim Azeh Hashem Lekecho Metzavcho lasois b'sachukim o'ele. How is the Netziv taich the word lasois b'sachukim o'ele v'samishpotim v'shomarto v'osiso oiso? Says the Netziv, is a tzivui
on limud Torah shebalteh with the darkei halimud of lomdis of Talmud. The meaning of las hachukim means create the laws, handle the sugya, create the lomdis. Is kiddush aisha with the sudr chal or it's not chal? Is it midin kesef? Is it learned al kicha kicha mizdayefron or it's not? Thus he says in the tziv, las hachukim, create the chukim. We create the chukim? Yes. By what? By sharpening our minds, using the klali hapilpul, the hatalmud, and how to crack down a sugya, get down to the shor sheyadinim, the nekudas of the understanding of the halachas, in pilpul and in lamdas. That's las hachukim oile. Vesamishpotim. And v'shamarta is the shinun, shamarta zu mishnah, v'osisa weiter, with the proper shinun weiter v'osisa b'mechadish chidushim. That's osisa to do the chukim, create the laws. Most of the bookshelves over here, that's it. Kiyum of v'osisa is a chukim. Last is a chukim. And that the Netziv says, that's the chiddush that was chadish in Arvus Moyov. Lil Moyd, ulelameid, obe afafarnem, on a higher madrig of lishmar, learn it in a way that you won't have to say afterwards, ichdaf noch, I still have to do a chazara, adarab, do the chazara, have the sugya out cold, velasis, come up with a chabura, with a shtikal Torah. And that's the chiyuv in every mitzvah. We don't come to mitzvah shofar just by blowing shofar, and that's not the proper kiyum. The proper kiyum shofar is what? Lilmoid, lilameid, lishmor v'lasos, and kolater kula, all the taryag mitzvahs. And that was the chiddush of Arvus Moyav. And it's throughout the Torah, throughout its perushan Torah, whenever he refers to the bris of Arvus Moyav, which is the bris of this week's parasha, he always refers to it as the krisas bris of iyun limud ha-Torah shebalpeh. That's the Krisas Bris of Arvus Moyav. Now, the Gemara Lamed Zayin and Soita Darshins in a Drosh and Gzeira Shaveh that the details which were by in the Bris of Sinai were also in Arvus Moyav, and the details of Arvus Moyav were also in Sinai. But there's still, meaning there also was a Krisas Bris Iyun Limud HaTorah back in Sinai, as the pasuk says, Ki al pi advarim ho'ele karati itcha bris. The pasuk says, by the bris of Sinai, and what's al pi advarim ho'ele? So Rashi over there in Chumash immediately brings what's al pi advarim ho'ele? Lerkores Hakadosh Baruch Hu bris in Yisrael ela al Torah shebal peh. But Avel became the more explicitness of Arvus Moyav was the chiddush that this detail was neschadish. And that's what the Netziv says in the Pasuk. What's Taichin Hayoim Hazeh? Pasuk Tezayin. Hashem Lekecha Mitzav Cholat Yisachukim Oile. So Rashi brings the Chazal. B'chol Yom Yobinecho Kichadosh. And that's what Hayoim Hazeh. That every day a Jew has to view the mitzvahs. I got a tzivir from Hashem today. Ukshartam Lois Al Yodecho. That's what I'm putting on tefillin. Ukshartam Sal Yodecho. When we say Parashas Atomid every morning, Taber Al Bnei Yisrael Hamat Aleim Is Korboni Lachmi Le'ishai. Oi, we should give a krechshus. Hashem's telling me today to bring a Korban Tomid. Hey, are my shlichim out there bringing Korban Tomid? No, I didn't even manage to bring Machzis HaShekel for the Korban HaTomid this year because we didn't have a Migdosh. A person should give a krech. Yes, this morning I was mitzvah to bring a Korban Tomid and I couldn't. I don't have a Migdosh. But if a person has to feel this afternoon, Yibon HaMigdosh hopefully will be able to be Makar of Tomid Shabbein Arbaim. But if not, we have to realize we got a tzivui to bring a Korban Tomid this morning. We're going to have a tzivah to bring a korban tomid this afternoon, and we can't be mekayim. But that has to be the outlook on a mitzvah. That I'm a mitzvah today to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu today told me, Avrami ukshartam, tie your tefillin on your hand. Gdilim tasil l'chol, arba kanfis ksus chashot l'chasab, Avrami, put on tzitzis,
Ani beged tal ganfis, you're wearing. Yes, I put on my tzitzis. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem mitzav cholasis. That has to be the attitude. I walk into a room, there's a mezuzah. Oy, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. I have a mezuzah on my doorpost. And that has to be the attitude in every mitzvah. That's the Rashi on this pasuk. Hayoyim hazeh. Aber zogt der Netziv, ein Mikkel reizt mit der Pshutai also. And Hayoyim hazeh is referring specifically to the Nekudah Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to be curious to bris, and Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that this bris is going to be different than the bris, because Hayoyim hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzav cholasis sachukim. The extra creases bris that we have over here in Arvis Moav is exactly on this aspect of lasis sachukim, to be mechadish al pi mishpatei haTalmud, that Moshe Rabbeinu was melamed Klal Yisrael. Es achukim ve es amishpotim ve shamarto es nemishne ve asis oisom es nitziv lohis ve laachkor, to create the din inviter, and that has to be done ve asis oisom, you should create shtik lach teure b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha b'chol levavcha b'chol cheshek halev. Teure has to be learned with a gishmak and with the bren and with the whole cheshek, not just as a maisa koif and your heart is in shtuyot and you're just sitting and learning. Nay, sitting and learning has to be that you have the full brain, the full gishmak, melikt and learning. That's b'chol levavcha. And what's b'chol nafshecha? Zok, the Gemara in Shabbos, ein atere miskayemes el v'mishen neisen nafshoy oleho. You want to be a Talmud Chacham, a Lamdin? The Torah tells you, you should create shtigach. That's the mitzvah of lasis is a Torah. That's to be b'chol nafshecha. That you're not, you're moiser nefesh. What does mesiris nefesh mean? Mesiris nefesh does not have to mean only when a Nazi is telling you to eat a shtikl chazir in front of 10 Jews, that you have to be moiser nefesh. Nay. B'chol nafshecha is that all of your ritzonos hanafshim are in this. That you're moiser nefesh. What is moiser nefesh? Moiser nefesh means you give up all havlei ha'ila bazeh, and you're focused on one goal. That's your goal of life, and that's your main rotzei. That's called mesiris nefesh. Your meiser, everything else is garnished, and the Torah is it all. When that's the attitude, you can properly be koyim, and that's what the Torah is here telling us. V'asisoisam b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. The pasuk continues. As Hashem he'emarto hayoyim liyos l'chol elokim. Laleches bedrochov velishmor chukov umitzvoisov umishpotov velishmoya bekoiler. Now, what's this word? Is Hashem he'emarto hayoy? What's this lashon of he'emarto? So the Rishonim over here handle the lashon very much. Rashi over here brings you were mafrish, you were mavdil, lashon of choosing. You chose Hakadosh Baruch Hu liyestachol elokim. The lashon of the Targum Unklus is Yes Hashem Chatav Toyoy Modein. Lashon Chativa, which is Gemara in Brachas, Davov. Yes Hashem Heemart Bonai Asuni Chativa Achas Boilom. They made me one Chativa in this world, and I made them also one Chativa. What's a Chativa? So Rashi over there in Brachas Davov has a lashon. It's a lashon of Shvach. And he brings the pasuk in Tehillim, which is also this lashon of he'emarto yis'amru kol poyalei oven. Now, Rashi in other places brings on this taich of yis'amru, it's a lashon of chibur. He'emarto is a lashon of chibur, connection. Connection is not the proper word. No, give me a good translation for chibur, attachment. It's Hashem he'emarto hayoyim, you attached Hashem to you today. Hashem he'emirchol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached you. And that's Lashon in spoken Hebrew, it's also borrowed. Chativa is Lashon of one unit. Infuse. What? Infuse. Infuse. Sounds good. Infuse it together. Very good, very good. English is a very rich language. You have to just know your English properly to be able to use the right words for the right phrases. For Lomdis, English is an excellent language. Almost as good as Yiddish. What makes Yiddish so unique is the koyach for expression of the fine details which Yiddish language has, fits for lamdis mamish like a glove. Gewaldig. But English also, if it's used mamish in its proper way, phrasing something properly is a tremendous level of havana. Our spoken Hebrew b'chlal is nishgut, and it's not, and the lack of precision is. But in Rishonim, looking for the exact phrase and the exact loshen, the taitch of the loshen, is explaining the essence of a pasuk, of many deep ideas. A good part of Meir Nevuchim is on understanding different lashonos and of Hebrew, different words, and therefore understanding the depth of different psukim. A good part of Meir Nevuchim is understanding lashonos. Es Hashem he'emarto. Loshon of chibur, infused together. That what? You chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be infused with him. That's Loshon of Sashem he'emarto hayoyim. Liyos l'cho le'elokim. What's liyos l'cho le'elokim? Stam, it's a concept. What's the concept of liyos l'cho le'elokim? We have it throughout the Torah, many times. What's liyos l'cho le'elokim? What does it mean, Hashem Elokeinu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim. He's a takiv, balakhoyus, balakoyus, kulam. But what's that to you? What does that mean, Elokim? He is our takiv, balakhoyus, balakoyus, kulam. Ilas kolayis, disvas kolayisimus, that's the kavanas Hashem of Elokim, according to Shulchan Aruch. But where does that go together with Elokim? Loshon of the Netziv is, l'manhig hateva sholcho. We infuse ourselves with Kadosh Baruch Hu in Hashgacha, in our total emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hashgacha Pratis, that we, so to speak, chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be infused with him, that he should be involved in our daily lives on the level of Lias Manhig, on every aspect and detail of our lives. I don't want to elaborate too much on this Nikudu right now, but that is, you might may have heard from me in the past, maybe not. The Rambam, Rishonim, how the more a person is dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's zoiche for his galus, that he can, his galus of Hashgacha Pratis in his daily life. On a level, even if a person is dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the highest madrege, he overrides Teva Bechlal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly the manig of his Teva. The Rambam in the Moira also has, he elaborates on this very much, he has Mamash Loshon of the Ovis. The Ovis, since they were Dovuk and Kishbuch on the level that they were Dovuk, Avraham Avinu walked through a battlefield and the arrows just took a turn instead of going straight. There's no putting oneself in Sakona. That's the concept of Liyas L'chol Elikim, that we're Mischaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of our Halichos Teva. How? V'lalechaz b'drochav v'lishmor chukov u'mitzvoyis v'mishpotav l'shma b'koyla, which the Netziv elaborates and explains weiter. Oh, v'lishmor chukov is this new t'nai that was nischadish in Arvis Moyov, which is lishmor chukov u'mitzvoyis v'mishpotav weiter shinun. Lishmor chukov is to use, what are the chukim? The midois, the klolim sh'atoyin n'jeshes bo'em u'mitzvoyisov is halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim and the Kabbalas of Torah Shebal Peh, u'mishpotov to be choker chadoshos, v'lishmoya b'koyla is to be medagdeik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil. Besides your gimel midas, as the Netziv says over here, is to be medayek in the seder haloshoin, v'yitur v'chadoime, and to learn halachas out of that. The Torah uses the loshon ki yikach ish isha. Either it's a gzeira shava, okay, or nay, it's a kiyum of lishmar chuk, not lishmar chukam, lishmoya b'koyle. Listen, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it? He said kiyikach, kicha kicha means the effort. What is kiyikach? Kiyikach means lekicha of kesef. What is kesef? This is lishmoya b'koyle, to be medayik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil. Listen out to the way he said things. The Hashem. And because of all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses us to be connected, so to speak, to us. Beautiful Netziv here. Every word Every word is to kiss and to cherish. But one point I want to elaborate more that the Netziv elaborates on is the concept of being infused with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which this Loshon have Marto Hayoim is through the bris of Arvos Moyov. When we're Zoiche, when we merit to lead our lives with this type of life, to be Mechadish Chidush, to lig in learning, to be Munach in a Sugya, like the ideal situation, like the ideal bris of Arvos Moyov, we become infused, we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing that's mechaber a Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than lomdus, than ligging and learning, to be munach in the depth of a sugya. That's the mechaber between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's the posuk of Hashem Me'amarto Hayoyim. It's through this Krisas Bris we become infused with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as being one. Kodesh Brichu Va'erais V'Yisrael Chadhu. The way to be unified with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is through His Torah. The posuk says, when it refers to Limud HaTorah, is L'chulachmu B'lachmi. As we just had now in the kinnis of Tisha B'av, Hoyu Mal'ivim B'loichamei Lechem. Who are the Loichamei Lechem? The Loshon of Mal'ivim, they were Mezalzel in the Loichamei Lechem. Loichamei Lechem, as she was spoken Tisha B'av, are the Tamidei Chachomim. They're Loichem in Lechem. Lachem, the Lechem, Torah is referred to Lechem. As the Netziv writes in other places, Ba'arich is over here, he's Meramis to it, but Torah. Why is Torah referred to as Lechem? The Shoresh of the word Lechem, so it's even beginning of Shir Hashirim also, the Pasuk Yishakenim in Shikai Spiu, Ki Tovim Degdecha, over the Miyoyin, how the greatest Mechaber is Torah, so he speaks about the word Lechem. Lechem, why is Lechem called Lechem? It's not bread, why is bread called Lechem? Lechem is Lashon of Halchoma, Lashon of Chibur. And two things are totally infused together to be one. It's called that's lashon of halchama. They're unified as one. The mechaber, the greatest nutritious, the main, the staple of nutrition that's mechaber the guf to the nefesh is lechem. That's why the staple of nutrition is referred to as lechem. Mechaber holds the nefesh in the guf. It's mechaber between the nefesh and the guf. Torah is lechem. Lechulachmu belachmi. It's the mechaber infuses us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes us one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something else which is called lechem. Tabel b'nei Yisrael amarta aleihem es korboni lachmi leishai. There's another lechem which is mechaber klal Yisrael lavim shibah shemayim. The avodas hakorbanos. Now there's two avodas which connect us to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avoda, korbanos, zman hazeh tefila, and limud haTorah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah says. Kapitel Lamed Aleph. We're going to lay it in the Haftarah on Rosh Hashanah. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah to be Menachem Klal Yisrael. After the Churban, Klal Yisrael was shattered. There's no Migdash anymore. There's no Korbanos anymore. Koyomar Hashem, Motzochein Bamidbor Am Sridei Chorev Haloich Lehargioi LeYisrael. Go! Be Margia, Klal Yisrael. What will you tell them? What will you tell this Am Sridei Chorev, the survivors of the sword of the Churban? What will you tell them? Tell them about the Motzochein Bamidbor. The Chein, the Klal Yisrael achieved in the Midbar. For the 38 years that Klal Yisrael were nezufim lefnei amokim after Chet Hameraglim, there was no more karbonis. The Gemara tells us that the karbonis were only for v'noyadit in the Midbar, were for the sake of v'noyadit l'chosham, that the dibur should be miyuchad. But once the dibur was nistalek, for the 38 years Klal Yisrael nezufim lefnei amokim, there were no karbonis. So how would Klal Yisrael zeicha to be, have chayin, and be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They had a shir klali every day. What did they do for 38 years? Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught them Torah. As the pasuk in the Parsha of Meraglim. What do we have in the Parsha of Meraglim? In the next morning, Ma'apilim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them? Rabbi Yisai. Learn with them a sechta chala. Ki savoy la aretz. And the whole parashah bar harim chem zari soy seichem. Nisbaser lehem says Rashi that you can't do la aretz. And right now we'll sit down to learn a sechta chala. Moshe Rabbeinu the next morning gave a shir. What was the shir klolyan? They learned a sechta chala. The next sugya was what? Rashi also brings over there, what was the Nisbaser Lehem? They learned Masechta Menachos. All the Nesachim, which were not Karev in Midbar, it was only after Biyosam La'aretz, but Moshe Rabbeinu learned with them, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Schala, it's gone for you. But the Lamdas, they're learning the Sugis, you could learn. And that was the Chayin in the Midbar, the connection of Klal Yisrael on the Midbar was through what? Through Limud HaTorah. Matzachayin ba'midbar. We don't have the korbanos anymore. What we do have is limud haTorah, and that's the holich la'argil in Yisrael. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yirmiyah to be going with Nachum Klal Yisrael to the Am Sru Dechorah. What did he tell them? The pasuk continues. Meirachoyk Hashem nirali. What's meirachoyk? Meirachoyk. You don't need a mikdash. You don't need Eretz Yisrael. You can be in Valojin. You can be in Mir. You could be in Vilna, wherever you are. You could work over a sugya. You can schwitz over a blat gemara. You could go to shir klali, and you could be carved, could be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'havas oylo mahavtich. The gemara in Brachas darshan. What's v'havas oylo mahavtich? It's referring to what? To limud haTorah. The gemara says the two lishonos. The Yerushalmi's nusach and the Bavli's nusach. By us it's nusach Sfar and nusach Ashkenaz. Do you say Ahavas Oilom? Or you say Ahava Rabba Avtonu? Ahavas Oilom Avtonu or Ahava Rabba Avtonu? In the bracha of Ahava Rabba, which Nusach Ashkenaz says, which Nusach Sfarad is what? Havas Oilom. Which it's already the Gemara in Brochas Davov. Has two Nuschois. One's the Bavli, one's the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says both are good Nuschois. Which the Nusach of Ahavas Oilom is based on this Pasuk. Ahavas Oilom Ahavtich, which is referring to Limud HaTorah. What's the Ahavas Oilom Ahavtich? This is going to be forever. It's not totally in Migdosh. It's not totally in Eretz Israel. It's not totally in circumstances. Al kin mishachti chosed. And that's the pasuk over here continuing, saying that this, his karvus, that he can be karv takodesh baruch hu, is something which is wherever you are, and it's avas oilam, forever. Karbonus, we only have in Migdosh, at a specific time, and a specific mokoyim. While Limud HaTorah is forever, wherever we are. And Al Kein Meshachti Chosed, Oitzadi Supayach, the pasuk over there continues, that you can be Zoichet through Limud HaTorah to Chein and to Chesed even more than Korbonis. Like, Korbonis have a specific level of Hashpo, of Parnosa that they bring, of Hiskarvus, while the level that you can get through Limud HaTorah than it's over here is Marich, is much greater. It's not dependent. First of all, it's not. Korbanos are mugbal, are limited to the korbanos you can do. While Limud HaTorah is an. Could be on many, many madregas, called madregal madregas. And there's also the aspect over here. And it's the rights of Tamchin Doraisa, that every Jew, no matter what his matziv is, he could have a connection to the Limud HaTorah, either through learning Torah himself or through encouraging others and supporting others to learn Torah. And that's something which exists, and it's a kesher connection forever. And that's the mechaber, the greatest mechaber between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's as Hashem he'emarto hayoyim, that with this krisas bris of limud ha-Torah she'bal peh, you are infused to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From your point, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infused to be one with you on the Hashgacha Protis and his galus of Shefa, of Kedusha, of all the things which are possible to mention, the connection, where we connect ourselves, infuse ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Yisrael V'arayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us, a tremendous Shefa, Brocha, Parnasa, Kedusha, the Sitcha Elyon, Al Kol HaAmim, a Gehoibinkeit. Let's translate Gehoibinkeit. Gehoibin is lashon of upliftedness, which Klal Yisrael has. As Chazal on that pasuk, they darshan it in Masechta Avodah Zarah, how every single pasuk could be learned. They darshan in Masechta Avodah Zarah how the Kedushas Neshama of Yisrael, the Taiv, Yisrael who's Nes'ale, properly through Limud HaTorah, is a different, has different his kashrus to his guf. His guf is not the same guf anymore. His attitudes to Chomris is a different. That's the Sitcha Elyon, Al Kol HaAmim. A guten Shabbos.